Geographic distance is a core reason why routine dental care is a challenge for many Arkansans, says Lindy Bolin. He's the state director of the Office of Oral Health in Little Rock.
In the state of Arkansas, because we are a rural state, you will find 60% or more of the dentists distributed within less than 10 counties. As a result, we have areas of the state where you have fewer number of dental providers for the population that's there.
To reach the state's other 65 counties, some dentists are putting their practices on wheels. The open road was appealing to Up Dentistry, a privately owned mobile dentistry based in northwest Arkansas, which treats patients where they are, says Lisa Wolf.
Our equipment is mobile. The high-speed handpiece, the suction, everything that we need, including our supplies, is brought inside with a zero-gravity chair, and we set up within just a few minutes right inside of the facility or home or office.
Since opening a year ago, Up Dentistry has mainly served patients inside senior living communities, including residents with dementia disorders.
Working with Alzheimer's residents and patients, a trip to the dentist can be very disruptive to their day. There's the potential for falls, different things like that. Having us to be able to come in and set up and take care of residents without ever having to leave the building is such a plus for senior living communities.
Arkansas Children's Hospital serves the other end of the age spectrum, impoverished kids. According to the Arkansas State Board of Dental Examiners, there are 12 licensed active mobile dentists in the state, and Children's Hospital is responsible for 4. During the school year, staff park fully equipped mobile vans outside partner schools, treating students who live in medically underserved areas. Laura Udaj, DDS, has been the primary dentist in the Children's Hospital's Central Arkansas van for more than 4 years.
It's been so rewarding to work for this. I'm going to just get choked up here, but it has been so rewarding to work for this program. I've worked with children in a private office, and it always came back to what the parents could afford. So the treatment that you provided was dictated by money, and at this program, I have never felt that way.
Anna Strong oversees the Children's Hospital Mobile Dental Program as part of her role as the Executive Director of Child Advocacy and Public Health.
Cavities are the number one chronic disease for children, and oral health is a big predictor of longer-term physical health and contributes to poorer physical health if your oral health needs are not taken care of. So our mobile dental vans are really part of helping to address one of the most common chronic disease for children in Arkansas.
Arkansas Mission of Mercy has a similar mission. The Organization of Volunteer Dentists hosts an annual 2-day event drawing hundreds of volunteer dental care providers from across the state who bring portable equipment to treat patients on a first-come, first-served basis, free of charge. Since 2007, the event has provided dental care to over 20,000 Arkansans. In Little Rock, I'm David Monteith, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.